98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Brendan's Big.
98 FM.
Brendan, you've got one story and one story only.
Yeah, because for Brendan's Bit this morning, I've been doing some investigative journalism.
How do you find the time?
I don't know, honestly. You might call it a Brendan Investigates.
Do you remember that?
Do you remember that short-lived feature from 2022 or something? To tell this story, we need to go back to Wednesday night.
Okay.
You and me had just had a lovely evening at Three Arena watching Lily Allen put on an incredible show.
She was so good.
She was excellent. We even managed to swap our standing tickets for seats.
We were thrilled.
We wanted a little sit.
We got a lift there and back.
We did. So after Lily had poured her heart out on a very elaborate stage, my fella Patrick dropped you, your sister and me home.
Very kind.
I got in, brushed my teeth and face planted the bed.
Brendan, I'm actually, I have no idea what you're talking about this morning.
It was just gone 10:30 at night.
Yeah.
Yesterday morning, we got into work and you asked me if I slept okay after the gig.
Yeah.
Do you remember my response?
You said that it took you a really long time to get to sleep, even though the gig wasn't lit, that you would have been up the walls afterwards, but you just took a while to get to bed.
That is exactly what I said. And I also, on top of that, said that I thought I could hear roadworks outside. But like, we're talking late night roadworks, like 11 p.m. at this
very
stage, right?
Very late.
This is where my investigation takes a turn. Yesterday evening, I find out that no, roadworks they were not.
Oh.
It was an incredibly long and loud fireworks display at the American Ambassador's residence in the Phoenix Park.
Stop it. And you didn't look out the window, did you?
I went... On Wednesday night, I was like, that sounds like fireworks. And I was like, what gigs are on tonight? Like, is it the end of, like, someone playing one of the parts? And I was like, but my house isn't near to any of the venues where the gigs are on.
No wonder you couldn't get to sleep.
So I put it out of my head. And when I tell you, it went on and on and on. I put it out of my head and I went, there must be some works going on outside. I don't know.
Yeah.
But that is what was keeping me awake. They were throwing an early 4th of July party.
Oh, maybe someone's attending Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce's wedding.
They needed to get over. So like, I'm in Dublin 8, right? So like, I'm not beside the Phoenix Park, but I'm not that close to it.
No.
But since Wednesday night, people right across Dublin, as far as Dunleary,
really?
Have reported being able to hear them. As well as fireworks that went on and on and on at 11 p.m. at night.
Shocking.
These gals performed.
We're in Dublin this week.
Played in the Phoenix Park on Wednesday night.
Gosh, what a show.
How fun is that?
Do you know what? I was going to say to you for a few minutes, oh, that's terrible that they had the fireworks going for so long. But if it was for Sister Sledge, then it's okay.
But like, no, I mean, the fireworks, they went on for, like, I'm telling you, it was a solid 20 minutes. I'd say the budget knew no bounds.
Mm.
If that's not wild enough, this guy was also performing. That's enough of that. And that is Brendan's Bit.
Brendan, thank you so much for that investigation. I hope you slept better last night, did you?
I did, yeah. Thanks so much.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
I want to chat about strange food combinations for a moment.
Oh, yeah.
A new survey's out, right? It was done by Costa Coffee, by one poll. Younger people apparently are more adventurous with food and what they put together.
Okay.
Two-thirds of 18 to 24-year-olds say they enjoy unusual food combinations.
Mm.
And the top combos are apple slices with cheddar cheese.
I guess if you're making a cheese board, you're probably going to lob a bit of fruit on there.
I never actually
do. But apple and cheese just together, I haven't done,
Other people enjoy dipping their chips into a milkshake.
It's delicious.
Yeah, I do like that, I have to say. A McDonald's chip into a vanilla milkshake.
It's so good.
8% enjoy dipping chips into gravy.
I had gravy chips for my lunch nearly every day in school.
Yeah, that seems kind of normal enough, chips and gravy.
Loads of white pepper.
But then they dip the chip into ice cream. So I think it might be a dip into gravy and then a dip into ice cream.
No, that's too far.
Others enjoy cheese mixed with chocolate spread.
No.
I love a bit of Nutella, but not with cheese.
No.
Also on that list, banana and mayonnaise.
I'm going to throw up.
Yeah, banana and mayonnaise now is something. I love it's, a banana and a bit of peanut butter. Banana and mayonnaise, that's not for me.
I like a mashed banana in a bowl like a baby.
Yeah. Or a pizza crust dipped into soft serve ice cream.
No, I'd just stick with the garlic sauce, to be honest.
Yeah, or I think I'd prefer to dip it into a milkshake.
The one that I'm really hung up on there and disgusted by, horrified by, is the banana and mayonnaise. It's just the texture.
Yeah, that's pretty strange. That's a very unusual food combination. I remember chatting about this on the show years ago. I think it was during COVID. We had nothing to do. I think people were putting all sorts of food together. And a lovely listener of ours said that they once had Weetabix with sausages.
Yeah. That's just, I've just brought a memory flooding back.
Weetabix with sausages. With sausages.
Was the Weetabix hot, I wonder? Was it mashed?
I'm not able for
were
that.
Were the sausages cut up?
I'd imagine they were cut up.
Yeah.
You couldn't just have one long sausage in with the Weetabix.
And cold would be really difficult.
Yeah.
So everything would have to be hot.
Yeah. We're wondering now this morning, do you have a strange food combination that you think just really works for you? Does it slap?
Yeah. Maybe it sounds rotten, but it's delicious.
That'd be nice.
We'd love you to convince us. Send us a WhatsApp voice note with the weird food combo that for you, it just works.
You know, we're talking about this now. I've realised that I am not very adventurous.
No?
I'm very basic when it comes to food, Brendan.
Yeah, but you know what you like.
You're, vanilla, you
could
call me.
I'd call you classic.
Do you think so?
Yeah.
I'd say the most crazy thing I've done with food is stick a few minstrels on top of popcorn in the cinema.
That's adventurous.
Or maybe put some cheese in a Coke noodle if I was really pushing
it. Lovely.
Actually does work.
Cheese on baked beans. Mm. Actually, I made something. I wasn't hungry enough for like a big dinner last night. So I was like, I'll have a little snack.
Had a big lunch.
I had a big lunch, yeah. So I just kind of rummaged around my own house to see what I had, you know, hunter gathering. And I went to the freezer and I was like, oh, there's a box of hash browns.
Love hash browns. So I took
the hash browns out. I took three of them.
Yeah.
I put them in the air fryer for 14 minutes. Mm. I got a side plate.
Yeah.
I stacked the hash browns. I tried to like make it look, nice, even
Michelin
though it's just me by myself.
Vibe. Yeah. Yeah.
So stacked the hash browns. Then I got that. Do you know the brand? It's from Galway, I think. The Bouillon Blasta. They do different sauces and dressings.
Yeah. Is this the...
The spicy smoked onion mayonnaise.
It's
guys.
It's delicious.
It's like crack.
I've only had the smoked onion. Is there a spicy one?
There's the smoked onion.
Yeah, I've only had that one.
No, you haven't. Because you've had the spicy smoked onion in my house.
Oh, when you made a toasty.
When I made a toasty for you the other week.
I was wondering what gave that the extra edge.
So, three hash browns.
Yeah.
The Bouillon Blasta spicy smoked onion mayonnaise.
Yes.
Kind of just like drizzled over the top. Bit of salt and pepper. And then I got like a chunk of Parmesan and grated it all over the top.
See, that doesn't sound strange to me. That sounds delicious.
But like it's things I'd never put together before.
Fair enough.
It was a taste sensation.
Between the onion in the hash brown with the potato.
Yeah. Maybe it's not that strange, yeah.
The Parmesan mixed with...
Yeah.
That sauce.
Lads, it was like a starter you'd get in a fancy restaurant.
Brendan, that needs to go in your cookbook someday.
In my cookbook, my much anticipated cookbook, yeah.
I'd buy it.
So that's a combo that I made last night that I've never done before. John has been on.
Morning, guys. I always do coconut noodles with two fried soft eggs. Now everybody tells me it's very cool. I don't. I think it's the nicest thing ever. Should give it a try.
I think that would work.
I'd give it a go, John.
I might actually do that.
Yeah?
A fried egg on a coconut noodle.
Sounds really good.
Nice.
I used to do a thing with super noodles back in the day. I think the recipe was on the back of the packet.
Do you remember when they were like...
You'd make your super noodles.
Bright yellow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you'd like basically put them on two slices of toast, cheese, and then under the grill. Yeah, it was really good.
I used to make a coconut noodle sandwich sometimes. Mm. One slice of bread, stick the coconut noodles in. So that's probably the weirdest thing I've done yet.
Okay. Danielle's in Finglas.
Our weird food combo that we had growing up would have been, so you get potato waffles, okay, you cook them, then put salt and vinegar on them, then get an easy single and melt that on top. And in the meantime, you do your coconut noodles on the sides, preferably curry. And then you get your bread and butter and then layer up your coconut noodles and then your potato waffle and some red sauce on top. And oh my God, can't beat it till you try it.
Oh, I actually think that's
it. That doesn't sound bad at all.
No, it's unusual to have the waffle.
Yeah.
And the bread and butter and it would work.
I'm into it, Danielle.
Again, we might try that too.
Definitely. And here's Lily.
The weird combination that everyone says is a weird combination and I really like is ketchup with cucumber. You just dip it in, dip it back out and put it in your mouth and voila.
Okay, Lily, that is weird.
Ketchup with cucumber.
That's the strangest combo we've had, Lily. Ketchup and cucumber. I don't like cucumber anyway.
I'd rather eat ketchup and cucumber rather than banana and mayonnaise.
I think I'd go banana mayonnaise.
That is...
Because they're two things I like, not together.
No, Brendan, no.
Okay.
No.
Can anyone beat Lily? Have you got a stranger
yes.
food combo than cucumber and ketchup? What works for you? Everyone else goes, that's disgusting. And you're like, it's delicious. Here's Jen.
So my weird food combo is eating cocoa curry noodles with cream crackers and loads of butter.
That's... The cocoa noodles feature a lot.
Very versatile.
Cream crackers.
Waffles have some competition.
Waffly versatile, yeah. So cocoa noodles, cream cracker and loads of butter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Again, I'm not horrified.
Yeah, you wouldn't be eating that on a first date though,
now,
would you?
This is horrifying, however. Oh. Lynn says, vanilla ice cream with tinned mushrooms.
Oh, my God.
No.
First of all, tinned mushrooms, just by themselves.
Vanilla ice cream with tinned
mushrooms. Are you taking the mick?
No,
that's
thank
disgusting.
You.
That's disgusting. Here's Leona.
My weird food combo, and it's more specific to when I'm at home, is having a cup of tea if I'm eating ice cream of any sort.
Oh.
Having ice cream, I'm having a cup of tea. I don't know why it works for me. It's weird, I know. But it works.
I enjoy, you know, in a restaurant when there's like, say you might get a warm dessert and there's cold ice cream on the side.
Yeah.
I like the hot and cold.
I feel like that for Leona is the equivalent of getting into a plunge pool and then a sauna.
Yeah, for the mouth.
Yeah, exactly. And Niall says curry sauce with cheese and mash.
Curry sauce with cheese and mash.
I love
yes.
that curry cheese chip.
Yeah, that sounds good. I'd do that. Yeah, delicious. Here's another Jen.
Hi, Rebecca, Brendan. This isn't me, this is my dad. He's been doing it his whole life.
Hmm.
But he puts salt in his porridge. And I just think it's the most disgusting thing ever. He's been doing it since he was a kid. I don't know, I grew up in the 60s, so maybe it was normal then. But yeah, salt in
salt
plain porridge. Like warm porridge with salt.
I don't know. I've never done it, but I do you know what? If I'm eating porridge after the show today, I'll try it.
Really?
Yeah. I don't know what. Like, it's salt just brings out the flavour of things. What flavour does porridge have?
I was going to say to you.
What flavour does porridge have?
Joan says a sesame seed bagel with peanut butter and red sauce.
No, I'm not into that now.
Sesame
seed bagel, all over the teeth, first of all.
I know, I do eat them a lot. Peanut butter and red sauce. Peanut
no.
butter and jam together obviously does work.
I've heard that goes.
Peanut butter and ketchup, like.
No, not for me. Not for me. Here's Dale.
I packed the meanies on batch bread with loads of butter.
Yes.
Oh, I think my ma takes it a step too far and puts taco sauce all over fry. Wrong.
Oh, okay. So a meanies sandwich.
I've had
basically.
One before. It does work.
Yeah, that sounds good.
The
and
butter.
Taco sauce, did Dale say, all over a fry?
Yeah, I suppose. The taco sauce. Oh, people are obsessed with taco sauce and I just
they
never get
obsessed
it.
With
I do like wedges with a taco sauce, but not.
I'm garlic mayonnaise every single time. Do you remember before I interviewed X Factor winner Sam Bailey for the show?
Yes.
And she was going to be in Beauty and the Beast. And we got chatting about... She makes a cottage pie.
Yeah.
And on top of her cottage pie, so she does like all the meat and the veg and then the mashed potato on top. And then on top, for texture, according to Sam Bailey, she crunches loads of hula hoops.
The beef flavour.
The beef flavoured hula hoops on top of her cottage pie.
I think that
she
sounds nice.
She says it's a taste and a texture sensation.
That crunch on top.
Yeah.
I like a bit of cheese on top.
It could work. No, I think the vanilla ice cream and the tinned mushrooms have taken the biscuit. thanks for those. I'm not inspired by any of this.
98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Glamour.
Some confusion.
Loads of prizes.
98 FM.
Good morning and welcome to Friday's edition of Matchy Matchy. This is the game where we give you three words, you shout.
On this show, as entrepreneurs, we often talk about the courage it takes to start something from scratch. Every successful brand begins with a vision, a purpose, and someone willing to take a chance on an idea. And while every founder's journey is different, many share the same determination to overcome obstacles, innovate, and build something meaningful from the ground up. That's why I always enjoy hearing founder stories, because behind every product is a real person who has invested time, energy, and passion into building something meaningful. Walmart is helping customers discover products from thousands of small brands while giving founders opportunities to grow, reach new communities, and share the stories behind their businesses. By making it easier to discover these brands, Walmart helps connect customers with innovative products and the entrepreneurs whose passion, resilience, and creativity help bring them to market. So whether you're an entrepreneur yourself or a dream driver looking to be inspired, it's exciting to see more opportunities for small brands to be discovered. Visit Walmart.com to learn more about the small brands and founder stories available in your community.
Mom, can you tell me a story?
Sure. Once upon a time, a mom needed a new car.
Was she brave?
She was tired, mostly. But she went to Carvana.com and found a great car at a great price. No secret treasure map required.
Did she have to fight a dragon?
Nope. She bought it 100% online. From her bed, actually.
Was it scary?
Honey, it was as unscary as car buying could be.
Did the car have a sunroof?
It did, actually.
Okay, good story.
Car buying you'll want to tell stories about. Buy your car today on
Carvana.
Delivery fees may apply.
Back to first word that comes into your head after each. And if your answers match with mine or Brendan's, you will be winning a load of prizes. We have a new member of the team.
Yes.
Machi Marco is here to tell you all about them.
Buongiorno.
Good morning, Rebecca and Brendan. You could be having the perfect weekend with these prizes. Have fun in your garden with this barbecue. And then head to a gig of your choice with a ticket voucher. Let's not waste any more time. Win it all with Matchy Matchy.
Love it.
I love how literal Matchy Marco is. Brian from Kilbarrack is on the line. You're on 90FM. Brian, how are you?
Good morning, guys. How are we?
We're good. Brian, what are you doing for the weekend?
I'm going to the Wolf Town tonight.
Very good.
And then other than that, we are just having a chill one, I think.
Brilliant. Nice. When you say we now, who's the fam?
I actually have the fam listening in at home. I'm out on job.
Good morning, fam.
Good morning.
My daughter Nina, my son Ken, and my wife Rebecca all listening in to make sure I don't mess this up now.
Good morning to them.
You don't. Yeah, Nina, Kane, and Rebecca, good morning. Brian, what do you do for work?
I work in pest control.
Oh. Ooh, who's the pestiest pest?
Very glamorous. Well, sometimes the customers can be the pestiest pest.
Go on, Brian. How do you do when you listen along to Matchy Matchy?
We do okay. Like, I do, I suppose, I've had a couple of trees. I think lately, when it first started the game, I was actually very good with Rebecca. And now I kind of switched it a little bit. And now I'm kind of good with Brendan. So
okay.
Kind of...
That's interesting.
Yeah,
I'd say, has that made the decision on who to play with a bit difficult?
It has a little bit, actually. Yeah, it has a little bit.
Okay, Brian, we're on the edge of our seats. Who are you going to play with this morning?
I'm going to go with Brendan, because I've been doing well recently with you, Brendan.
Brian, fingers
fair play
crossed.
To you.
Let's give it a go.
Bye, Brendan. Okay, he is off to the soundproof booth. I'm just moving seats now. Gathering me thoughts. Right, Brian from Kilbarrack.
Yes.
Your first word this morning in Matchy Matchy. Swiss.
Switch.
Swiss. S-W-I-S-S. Swiss.
Oh, Swiss cheese.
Swiss cheese. Your second word. Duck.
Duck. Duck, duck, duck. I'm going to say goose, because I'm just thinking of duck, duck, goose.
Yes. And your third word, heart.
Heartbreak.
So we have Swiss cheese, duck, goose, and heartbreak. Are you happy to lock those in?
Lock them in.
I love it. Okay. Brendan is legging it back from the soundproof booth. Oh my gosh, I saw you running.
Well, I'll tell you why I was running. There was a rat in the soundproof booth. Someone called Brian.
Okay, Brendan. Your first word in Matchy Matchy this Friday morning.
Yeah.
Swiss.
Roll.
Second word, duck.
Duck.
duck. Duck.
There is one word, but it's not the word to say. It's kind of funny, a little bit rude.
Oh.
Well, not rude. Duck feathers.
And your third word? Heart.
Heart. What comes after heart? Heartbeat.
Brendan, have you got a matchy-matchy this morning with Brian from Kilbarrack?
Sorry, Brian.
Guys, it wasn't to be.
I had two other words now for duck and heart, but tell me what Brian said.
Okay, so you didn't match any, sadly.
Oh,
Brian
sorry.
Went Swiss cheese, duck goose and heartbreak. What were you going to say?
I was going to say duck breast and heart attack.
Guys, I was going to say duck pancake, which is just bizarre.
Oh, very good.
For,
yeah, from you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Brian, look, thanks for sending me to the soundproof booth. Fingers crossed we can catch that rat. Have a lovely weekend. We're
going to
send you a 19FM goodie bag.
Cheers. Thanks so much.
Thanks.
Gas. Duck breast.
Duck breast.
Do you like a duck breast and a duck pancake?
No, I don't like duck at all.
No,
not for me.
Wasn't to be, but maybe on Monday we'll finally do it. If you would like to play Matchy Matchy next week, WhatsApp Matchy to 0877 989898.
Get up. 98FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.